我哋嘅经文系嚟自今日经文嚟自创世纪第一章二十六到二十八，同埋第二章嘅第二到十七。
Scripture reading for today is taken from Genesis chapter 1 verses 26 to 28 and chapter 2 verses 2 to 17.
我哋会用启应嘅方式，先用广东话读，然后再用英文读。
We will first read this responsively first in Cantonese and then in English.
创世纪第一章二十六节，神说：我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的畜生和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说：要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日神歇了他一切创造的功，就安息了。野地还没有草木，田间的菜蔬还没有长起来，因为耶和华神还没有降雨在地上，也没有人耕地。耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好作食物，园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。有河从伊甸流出来，滋润那园子，从那里分为四道。并且那地的金子是好的，在那里有珍珠和红玛瑙。第三道河名叫希底结，流在亚述的东边。第四道河就是伯拉河。耶和华神吩咐他说：园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃。我们一起读第十七节：只是分别善恶上上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." And God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. When no bush of the field was yet in the land, and no small plant of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God has not caused it to rain on the land, and there was no man to work the ground. Then the Lord God formed a man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and a man became a living creature. And out of the ground the Lord God made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The name of the first is the Pishon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Cush. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. Let's read verse 17 together. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
神祝福听读同埋听佢讲嘅话语嘅人。
God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
今日程牧师讲嘅讲到嘅题目系融合信仰、工作和休息。
The title of Reverend Wilson Chang's message: Integrating Faith, Work, and Rest.
细路仔可以落去楼下儿童崇拜。
The children may be dismissed for children's worship.
As many of you know, Genesis 1 to 3 is a part of the Bible that is chock full of truths.
咁好多人都知道嚇，創世記第一節到第三章講到好多嘅真理喺裏邊。
And it's in this part of the Bible that we'll see the Christian understanding of work.
特別喺呢段嘅經文，俾我哋睇到工作係乜嘢。
And not sure who's doing the slides today. Is it Jake? If you could hit slide 2. How does the gospel, the Christian faith, how does that give us a new vision for what work is?
这个福音或者基督徒的信仰，怎样给到我们对工作有一个新的看法呢？
Well, it does in two simple ways. The Christian faith, belief in and trust in the personal work of the Christ, of God, which is the gospel in a nutshell, it gives you both a new vision for work in a general way as you look at work, and a particular way in your own vocation.
其实有两方面，就是说这个基督这个福音，基督徒的信仰，给我们看工作呢，是一个第一方面就是一般很全面的，另一方面就是特别是在你的职业上面去怎样看你的工作。你的工作。
See, one of those rich truths that are found in Genesis 1 to 3 is the biblical truth of cultural renewal.
第一就是说我们的文化怎样可以更新。
God is making all things new, all things, right? Which includes culture, which includes your work life.
第一就是说包括了你的文化或者 你的工作的生活。
Now, as you can see also on slide 2, the same slide, the work we do in the world is actually a continuation and part of God's work in the world.
我们的工作其实都是神在世上工作的一个延续。
And we see that in the very beginning of the book of Genesis.
在創世記開始的時候，我們已經提到。
If you're familiar with that, again, It's a very famous part of the Bible. If you're familiar with the very beginning of Genesis, it says the earth was without form and void.
即一開始就已經講到話地上面係空虛混沌嘅，係冇形體。
In other words, it was formless, chaotic.
係混亂混沌。
And then Genesis reveals, the word of God says, the Spirit of God moved across the face of the formlessness.
跟住就會講到話神嘅靈呢，喺呢個混沌嘅上邊呢，係來來去去。
Right, moving over the chaotic world, the voidness, and what did he do? Rearranged things and brought forth order and beauty.
跟住呢個靈做乜嘢呢？就係話 是在上面是開始去重新的組合，重新的去排序，以後將美好的東西去帶出來。
And then one chapter later in Genesis, God puts Adam and Eve, the first human beings, into the garden and gives them their first job.
接著那一章就講到神將亞當和夏娃放在伊甸園裡面，將第一份工作交給他們。
Get notice that this is all prior to the fall of man, prior to sin entering the world. There was work.
这个都在人的堕落，这个罪进入世界以先，神给人有工作。
And those of you familiar with Genesis, what was that work as we read?
这个工作是什么呢？我们刚才看过的了。
They were gardeners.
他们修理这个园子。
And you might be scratching your head and saying, that seems to be quite different than God's work.
咁呢個你諗下，可能好似同神嘅工作好似好唔同喎。
No, it isn't. Look at it again.
並唔係，你要再睇下。
What is gardening? Picture that in your mind. What is gardening?
修理呢個園子代表啲乜嘢呢？
It's taking the earth, taking the raw materials, and rearranging it.
就係話將呢個地呢個原所有嘅原材料要再次去重新嘅去排列去組合。
And out of the ground then, of course, several, a good amount of time later, out of the ground comes what? Something that wasn't there before. Food. Perhaps flowers.
然后呢，假以时日呢，喺呢个地上边呢，就会生出这个植物、花或者是果实。
Those are things that were brought out from the rearranging.
就是在这个重新的排列之后呢，去生长出来。
And they were things that human beings needed to thrive, to flourish, to grow forth.
这些都是人类要发展去帮助他们成长、增长的需要所需要的。
It brought benefit to people.
将好处去带给人。
Because of that cultivating work, shaping, molding that raw material.
就是说人去做这些 重新排列去修整这些工作所得出来的结果。
Right. Obviously, in this case, it was seed, soil, water, sunlight, cultivating, bringing forth something good for us.
在这个例子就是说，你将种子种在地里面，去给水它，给养分它，然后去生出一些好的东西给人。
So the essence of God's work, this is on slide 3, please, is to rearrange, reorder raw material so that it brings forth new products for human flourishing.
所以神的工作就是重新去排列一些原材料，以致去生出一些嘢系人所需要去成长、去增长。
It's for human well-being, human welfare.
系为人嘅好处。
And if you actually think about it, all work, all legitimate work is like that.
其实你再谂下嘅时候，所有嘅工作其实都好似系咁样。
Do you know what all of Genesis 1 and 2 is about?
創世記第一、第二章其實係關於啲乜嘢呢？
God is always looking at things, right? In Genesis 1 and 2. And then what does he say?
喺呢兩章聖經裏面，神話去睇到一啲嘢，然後佢講乜嘢啊？
Right, he brings something forth. And then the refrain, it is good, it is good, it is good.
佢做出一啲嘢，帶出一啲嘢，然後佢不斷咁樣話，呢個係好嘅，係好嘅，係好嘅。
What is God doing? He's enjoying the world, the material world.
神去做緊乜嘢？就係話佢享受緊呢個世界，即係世界所做出嚟嘅嘢。
Do you see the significance of that truth?
你睇唔睇到呢個幾咁重要咧？呢個真理。
You really can't then say, I'm going to go down a list here. If Raymond would pardon me, I'm going to go down a list, and then he's going to give you the Chinese of that. For example, investment banking, farming, raising children, practicing law, advancing science, making clothes, helping people with their health, cleaning house. We think it's not God's work.
譬如好似一系列嘅工作，譬如系投资银行去做农业，去教养细路仔，去做呢个法律，去发展呢个科学，去做衣服，喺帮人喺佢健康上边，或者系帮人去清洁佢嘅房屋，呢啲都系神嘅工作。
But that's not so. It's all God's work. It's all God's work.
全部都系神嘅工作。
God's work is not just preaching. It's not just leading a Bible study or teaching a Sunday school class. It's not just sharing your testimony.
神的工作不只是去讲道，去带一个小组的查经，去教这个主日学，或者去分享他的见证。
God's work covers all areas of life, all areas of legitimate work.
神的工作是包括了所有生命上面的范畴，包括了每一个工作。
That's the first implication, that very important implication for your life.
这个对你来说是一个很实用的真理。
And following that is the second implication of this Christian understanding of work, which is on slide 4.
然后第二个实用面是什么呢?
It also means there's no such thing, really, as menial work.
就是说呢，事实上是没有一样东西叫做卑贱的工作。
Before the eyes of the living God, all work has dignity.
在神的眼中，所有的工作都有尊严。
You see how that goes counter of some philosophies of life?
是不是你想想是不是好像跟有些人所说的生命关于生命的东西是好像很不同呢?
Again, contrast that with what your understanding of work is with God's view.
你要用神的眼光去看看究竟什么是工作。
You see, in the Bible, we see the difference between work that is done for your glory and work that's done to serve the living God and your fellow neighbor.
在圣经里面，我们看到有些工作是为了人自己的荣耀，但有些工作是为了神，为了你的邻居，神的子民。
And a picture of that is Genesis 11, the Tower of Babel.
你想想，创世纪第十一章讲到巴别塔。
That in a sense was they were building the first skyscraper back then.
他在当时是建造第一个高楼大厦。
Right, the community got together and they had this new technology.
他们的人走在一起，他们有一个新的发现。
Anybody remember what that new technology was? They were making bricks in a new way.
他们发现到什么呢?就是说他用一个新的方法去做这个砖。
And everybody's working and it seems to be advancing technology.
大家一起去发现,去研究一个进步的技术。
And it says in Genesis 11 that they did their work to make a name for themselves.
创世纪第十一章讲到,他们做这些工作是要为了传扬他们的名字。
And what was wrong with that?
有什么错呢?
Well, we know from the text, it led to division.
但是你知道最终的结果是什么呢?就是引致到去分裂。
Now, I'd love to expand on that today, but we don't have time to do that because we're talking about renewing culture, which includes our work.
我们讲的是文化,包括我们的工作。
But what we need to understand from that is on slide 5, there is a way of doing work that really is just there to get a name for yourself, which is wrong.
因为有时有些人去做工作,特别是为了你自己的名字。
It's wrong because you're doing it for your own glory.
这样是错的,因为你是为了自己的荣耀。
Because that attitude towards that work does not serve others.
因为你对于工作有这样的态度的时候,不能够服侍其他人。
And that goes totally against God's work. That kind of self-centered work distorts, degrades, divides.
这样的看法是使人更加堕落,更加分化。
And that's why you find in the Bible that God has some parameters, some guardrails, if you will, concerning work. Some things that God says you may do, and some things you may not do.
所以在圣经的时候，你看到神对于工作是有些规限，就是说有些事你可以做，有些事不可以做。
For example, did you know that you should be trustworthy? Your word should count. That means when you make a promise, you should keep it. That's the right thing to do.
例如就是说你所讲的说话呢，你应该有信用的，你讲了要做呢，你就应该要做。
That's a guardrail that we need in our work life.
这个就是说神给我们一个规限，就是说我们是应该要这样做，是帮助我们的工作。
Also makes absolutely clear, you may not take a bribe.
另外就是说圣经说呢，你不应该收受贿赂。
You may not do false weights and measures.
你不应该呢去用一些假的 量器去量度。
Work is one thing human beings can take in more than small doses without being harmed.
你工作就是说我们可以用一些一些的增加而不会有伤害。
Again, because there was work in the garden prior to sin.
因为在罪来到世界以前已经有工作。
Of course, that sin distorts our work and makes it frustrating.
没错，这个罪是扭曲了这个工作，使之我们觉得很沮丧。
But this is on slide 6. We were made, again, before the fall.Made for work, and as you know, you don't have a meaningful life without work.
所以喺罪嚟到以前，我哋被造系为咗工作。所以如果你唔冇工作嘅时候咧，你冇一个有意义嘅生活。
That means we need to work as human beings.
所以我哋作为人，我哋需要工作。
Have you ever been out of work? I have. Have you ever been out of work?
你有冇试过失业咧？我试过啦。
How do you feel?
你会觉得点咧
？When it's unemployment, or you're underemployed, or you're doing meaningless work, it weighs heavy on you.
所以当你是失业的时候，或者你不够工作的时候，或者做些没意思的事的时候，你有个重担在你的里面。
Did you know that the Nazis, to break the morale of the Jews in the concentration camps, they made them do meaningless work? Here's pile A. I want you to move these rocks to pile B. And then after you do that,For 5 hours, I want you to move rocks from pile B back to pile A.
你知唔知納粹軍點樣去使到呢啲猶太人覺得佢自己好好冇用咧？就係話咧，佢俾佢啲冇意思嘅嘢去俾佢哋做，譬如係有一堆磚，佢要由咧啊呢個地點搬去嗰個地點。當你搬完之後咧，你要由嗰個地點搬翻去呢個地點。
You see, it weighs heavy on you. It's a psychological blow.It's hard to deal with. You feel worthless.
呢个系使到你心理上面好承受一个好大嘅冲击，因为咧你觉得你做啲冇意义嘅嘢。
Breaking your morale means you lose energy. You lose energy for life, energy to keep going, energy to work.
你对生命咧已经失去咗你嘅推动力，冇晒能力啦。
Yet on the other hand, we need work, yes, but the Bible is very realistic, and says now, because of sin.Because of you, humanity, who disobeyed God, now you got toil and sweat.
但另一方面就系因为罪嘅缘故咧，地受到咒诅，神咧就系话咧，你要喺呢个地上边咧系汗流满面，先至可以得到糊口。
And that's what you see in Genesis chapter 3.
创世记第三章咁样讲。
God says the following to Adam and Eve when they disobeyed God.
就系话当。亚当夏娃去叛逆神嘅时候，神咁样讲
：Right, we read about that one tree, the knowledge of good and evil, right? That he said you could eat all the others except that one.
神话所有树上嘅果子你都可以吃，唯独系分辨善恶树上嘅果子咧，你系唔可以吃。
And when they disobeyed, when they ate from that, God said, "Cursed, cursed is the ground."
当佢哋犯咗罪，佢哋食咗呢个果子嘅时候咧，神话咧呢个地受到咒诅。
Right, to paraphrase Genesis 3:17, the ground's cursed, so what? So now what? You toil, you sweat. As you work the dust of the earth, there's ouch, thorns, thistles.
当这个受地受到咒诅的时候，亚当和夏娃要怎样呢？他们要终身劳苦去在这个地上面工作。不单只是这样，而在这个地上会生出荆棘和蒺藜。
That's the reason you long for the weekend. You long for the weekend, why?Because even though we were made for work, we now live in a world that work is horribly, horribly frustrating.
所以我们会期望这个周末来到，因为纵使你有工作的时候，这个工作是使到人很沮丧，有挫折感的。
It's so important then to have a proper understanding of work.
所以我们有一个对于这个工作有一个正确的看法。
If you just work for the benefit of yourself and not for God's glory,Society crumbles.
如果你只是工作为了自己的荣耀而不是为了神的时候，这个社会就会去破落。
And what better example is living today in a place like New York City.
更高的例子就是说,
we see every day decay, decadence.
每一天我们看到腐败。
Why?
为什么?
Why the collapse?
为什么崩溃呢?
No one trusts anyone. No one trusts any of the institutions.
没人再信任何人，没人再信任何的制度。
Because there are no more moral absolutes.
因为不再有这个道德的绝对的道德标准。
We only do what's right if it benefits us.
人只是再做一些对他自己有益的事。
That's why you don't have to go far, right? Just turn on the news. Scandals, ethical breakdowns everywhere.
你打开新闻，你睇到好多嘅丑闻，好多嘅破落嘅道德嘅标准。
In big business, small business, in governments at all levels, in public institutions, in vocations, in the church, corruption.
无论喺政府，无论系大小嘅商业嘅机构，无论系公营嘅机构，乜嘢都好，甚至乎喺教会里边。
Why are people cutting corners? Why are people cheating? To gain for themselves.
点解啲人要去欺骗、要瞒骗呢？因为要为咗自己嘅利益。
And that premise that has fostered a lack of trust in our society.
呢个就使到我哋嘅社会唔再有任何嘅信任。
Because pragmatism rules, right?
因为呢个实用主义已经系当道。
What is good for me matters the most, so I'm going to do what's good for me.
佢话对我有好处嘅嘢，我先至会做。
That's the popular mindset that you hear every day.
我哋每一日都会听到人咁样讲。
And that's contrary to God's understanding of work.
但系呢个咧，并唔系神所讲工作系咁。
You know, throughout most of the last century, you know, in the 1900s, in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. You know, Americans believed in self-denial.
在上世紀60至80年代，美國人都去相信係自我否定。
Back then, in that society, they believed it made sense. Deny yourself.
对他们来说，他们说要否定自己是很正常的。
Obeying the rules made sense.
去跟随这些法规是很正常的。
Subordinating the self to the bigger authorities, the bigger institutions made sense.
在更加大的体制下去顺服他们是很正常的。
But not so today.
但今天并不是这样。
Today, it's now belief in the old giving and getting principle needlessly restricts, we say. It restricts me, restricts my individuality.
他说如果你是好像以前去这样行的时候，信奉这些制度的时候，你这些就会去规限了我，我不再是一个独立的个体了。
And so where, what do you hear every day at school and out there in the marketplace and on Main Street? What do you hear? What do you hear? Self-expression.
所以在学校，在社会上，在大街小巷，你听到什么呢？就是说要自我的表现。
Freedom.
要自由。
Do what you want.
做你喜欢做的事。
As long as it doesn't affect me, do what you want.
他说你不会影响我，你就可以喜欢做什么就做什么了。
See, that self-denial or submitting under an institution, an authority, is no longer.
所以他们不会再去顺服在这个大的体制机构之下。 他们不会再去自我否定。
See, somewhere in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, that happened in America. That change.
在这个转变，在60至80年代去出现。
Right? No more, there's a moral order above me, and what I feel doesn't matter. That doesn't wash today.
他说在我以上，不再有任何道德的标准可以去控制我了。
Right? There are public institutions bigger than me. I have to submit under that. That's unheard of today.
当时所讲的话，要去顺服这个大的体制，现在不再听到了。Self-expression,
do what you want. That's the slogan you hear every single day.
要自我表现，去做你喜欢做的事，这个口号我们每一天都会听到。About
10 years ago, Christian Smith, a sociologist, surveyed the 20-somethings.
在大概10年前，Christian Smith这个社会学家，他做了研究。
He asked them what they believed, and it's in his book, Souls in Transition.
他们说，即是当时的人去相信些什么呢？
And his findings are startling. In general, people under 30 often had very strong feelings about certain things that are right, certain things that are wrong.
通常在30岁以下的人，他们通常会相信有些事是正确，有些事是不正确。
And the sociologist Christian Smith asked, quote, are your feelings about right and wrong based just on your subjective feelings?
这个社会学家就问那些人，他说你对于对与错的判断是不是基于你的主观的感受呢？
Or do you believe there's a kind of moral reality outside of yourself that's objective?
又或者你相信这件事是不是基于一个外在道德的标准，是一个客观的标准呢？
You know what he said?
你知不知道他说什么呢？
90% of the people he asked, 30 and under, didn't understand the question.
他说大概有90%这帮人30岁以下的人，他们不明白这个问题是什么意思。
It wasn't just that they said, it's this or it's that. They didn't understand. It wasn't in their heads anything objective of moral reality outside of themselves.
他们完全明白说在他们的以外是有一个客观的道德的现实标准。
Nowhere in their brain. Didn't exist.
在他们的脑里并不存在这件事。
No understanding of that concept.
他们完全没有这个理念。
Richard Mew, a seminary professor at Fuller, he did a study on business schools.
在富勒神学院这个教授就对于商学院，即是商科的学院，做了一个研究。
Because if you have gone through an MBA program, you know that they offer a ethics course.
如果你读过一个商学的硕士学位，他们会有一个课程是讲到道德的。
And the bottom line premise of those courses is this. Quote, this is the bottom line. The reason why you shouldn't cheat or lie is bad business.
他们的底线就是说你为什么不可以去欺骗呢？就是说因为你是这样做的时候，是对于你的商业是很坏的。
So Richard Mew, a Christian seminary professor, said that what they're doing, what they're advocating is cost-benefit analysis.
这个教授就说他们这样做是推广这个成本效益。
Right? Or to put it in street language, don't do it because it'll cost you money.
他们说你不要这样做，因为你这样做的时候，你就要去有损失的了。
Right? There are plenty of places in which chance of being caught lying or cheating, small, payoff is huge.
很多地方你可能是你去欺骗去 诈骗的时候，那个代价可能很少。
And so what would the MBA programs teaching? In other words, if you tell this lie, the chance of being caught are small, the possible payoff is enormous, go ahead, lie.
他们说如果你所诈骗做的诈骗，那个代价是少，但是那个回报会很大的时候，你就即管去做。
Because it's cost-benefit analysis.
因为这个是基于成本效益。
You crank the numbers, you see it.
你计算一下那个得失，你看到那个回报好像大一点。
And Richard Mew said the only way there'd be a change in a culture in which we'd ever get back trust in any institution is if a host of people just did the right thing.
这个教授就说我们怎样可以去得回这个社会上的互相的信任，就是说要大部分人都去选去做一个合做对的事。
They did the right thing because a higher authority said to do the right thing.
他们做对的事是因为一个更高的权柄说我们要做对的事。
And so how does that look? Because again, we need a case study, right? How does that look? Because we're called to live like that.
我们是被召是要过一个这样的生活。
Well, here's a true story, true example of a Christian business person seeking to renew culture.
一个例子就是一个基督徒去怎样去做一件事，去更新了我们的文化。
And I think if you've ever bought a car, used or new, you can relate to this.
如果你有买车的经验的话，你应该会明白到这个例子。
This Christian gentleman owned a bunch of car dealerships.
这个基督徒的商家，他拥有很多的卖车的车行。
And most car dealerships allow their salespeople on the floor of the sales floor a big leeway of negotiating.
很多时这些车行都给他们的营销的经纪呢, 是有一大个程度可以去跟他们的客户去商讨的价钱。
They had a pretty big dollar range. They could negotiate with the customer. Of course, they're trying to maximize the profits, right, of the company.
他们给他们这样去跟客户讲价是尽量去得到最大的益处。
So a survey of these salespeople found out the following tendencies.
有一个调查对于这些经纪都有一个趋向。
The study found that women customers, especially minority women, non-white, were the worst negotiators.
他们发现这些少数族裔的女士是最差的讲价的人。
And so when they engaged in negotiations with a white, older car salesman,
特别是差的时候就是当他们跟一个老一点的白人的经纪去讲价的时候,
they usually had to pay a higher price.
他们通常都要给一个更高的价钱去买车。
They would never get a good deal from the salesperson.
他们从来多数都不会在这些经纪身上会得到一些好的价钱。
And so when a Christian owner of these car dealerships saw that study, he said, that's unfair.
当这个基督徒的老细去看到这个调查的时候，他说这个是不公平。
That's unjust.
这个是不公义的。
I'm going to do something about it.
他说我要做一些事。
So he basically changed the whole format. He stopped the large range of negotiating on the sales floor.
他做什么呢？就是说他停止了不让他做的人去跟客户去讲价。
And he set more of a fair fixed price, and he said you could only negotiate so much, so little. And he said to sales force, go ahead, now do it this way.
他跟他那些帮他做事的人就说你只可以用这样的价钱去买这些车。
See, he changed that because of the unfair, unjust practice. It cut into his profits.
他将他营销的策略完全去改变，纵使他所赚的钱是少了很多。
And he did it because women were treated unfairly in negotiations.
他这样做是因为他看到女性在这个讲价上是很不合理，不得到一个公平的价钱。
And so the person doing the survey asked that Christian gentleman the following, do you make up those lost dollars with higher employee satisfaction?
做这个调查的人问这个基督徒的老细，他说你这样做是不是使到你的雇员有一个更高的满足感呢？
Is there better public relations with the community and general public at large?
你这样做是不是跟这个社会更加有一个良好的关系呢？
Is there better employee morale now?
是不是你的雇员有一个更加好的士气呢？
And the Christian businessman said it didn't matter.
但这个基督徒的老细就说这些都不重要。
He said, I did it because it was the right thing to do.
他说我这样做是因为这个是正确的。
You see, if many Christian business people did that, there'd be more trust. There'd be more trust in institutions like a car dealership.
如果更加多的基督徒的老细是这样做的时候，在社会上会得到更加多的信任，在这些商业的机构里面，例如这些车行里面。
That's an example of what we're called to do, cultural renewal.
这个就是神呼召我们要做的，就是更新我们的文化。
Because truth and honesty matters.
因为真理和诚实是很重要。
Cheating, breaking your word or promise, fudging, weights and measures, using substandard materials to produce your product, price gouging, destroys societies.
反之这些欺骗，用假的东西去做一些，或者是一些更加劣质的产品，去摧毁了这个社会。
But of course, that's not the only thing Christians are called to do when it comes to their work world.
但是讲到工作，这个不是基督徒被呼召的，不单止要做这件事。
Right? It goes with our name, Christian. Christian. We go out the workplace with more compassion because of our name, Christian. Because of Jesus.
我们基督徒去到工作里面，我们要更加 有这个怜悯的心，是因为我们的名，我们基督的门徒，是跟随基督。
Because Jesus shows us the perfect balance of truth and love.
因为基督给我们看到一个爱和真理的平衡在哪里。
And we desperately need that balance.
我们需要那个平衡。
Even though we were made for work, we now live in a world, as you know, fallen. Things are falling apart always.
总之我们被造是要工作，但是我们活在这个世界是一个破落堕落的世界。
That's why even if you're skilled enough to land your dream job, it's frustrating.
所以总之你得到你的理想那个职业工作，但是在当中你都会有挫折沮丧。
And why is it frustrating?
为什么使人沮丧呢？
Because...We're sinners. You, the people you work with, the environment is falling apart because of sin. The world's decaying. There are millions of things against you.
因为你是罪人，而在你工作的环境里面，这个世界也是破落因为罪的缘故。
Because the world shakes its fist at God, says, You're not going to control me. I will determine what my life is about.
因为这个世界是敌挡神的，这个世界对神说你不可以控制我，因为我要 去决定什么是我所需要的。
Or to put it the way the Bible does, the wages for sin is death.
换句话说，像圣经所说的话，罪的工价就是死。
You see, you never get even close to what you really want to accomplish in your work world.
你在你的工作的里面，你不会去得到你真系所想得到嘅。
There are always problems left and right to overcome.
因为每一次都会有问题你要去面对。
That's why we live for the weekend. We get bombarded. So frustrating.
所以我哋经过一个礼拜咁辛劳啊，咁沮丧嘅工作，我哋都去渴望有呢个周末嚟到。
And the myth that gets set across, of course, is Sisyphus, right? He's the old Greek myth. This guy's in hell.And for all eternity, he's doomed. He's just pushing, pushing, pushing all his life, this rock up this hill.
咁有一个希腊嘅神话故事去带出呢点，就系话呢个西瑞弗斯呢个人喺个地狱嘅里边，佢一生咧就系推一个大石喺个斜坡里边推一个大石，不断咁样向上推。
And all that sweat and toil and hard work, he gets to the top and then falls back down. He's got to do it again.
他不断的努力，他将一个大石推到上顶，然后差不多到顶的时候，这个大石又碌回来，然后他要继续做。
Again and again forever.
然后他要不断不断地永远地去这样推这个大石上去。
Do you see the dilemma? Do you see, without a proper understanding of work, that you're doomed?
你看不看到，如果你对工作没有一个正确的看法的时候，你就好像这个人一样。
We're stuck, right? We need work.We need to do work, but there's an inability to do work well because of sin.
我们需要工作，需要做这些工作，但是因为罪的缘故，我们不能够做好这个工作。
That's why God put Genesis 2:2 in the Bible, because that's your resource to combat the frustration.
所以神将创世纪第二章第二节摆在这个圣经里面，因为这个是帮助我们去对抗这个问题。
We read Genesis 2:2, it's on slide 7.It says again, by the seventh day, God had finished the work he'd been doing, right? 6 days. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work.
二章二节，他说到了第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。
That's one of the most profound verses in the entire Bible.
一个其中一节最重要的经文，
because it introduces one of the main themes of the whole rest of Scripture.
因为介绍了整个圣经讲到安息这一样嘢。
In that tiny verse is the secret of how to get the power to do work in a fallen world.
它俾我哋睇到喺一个破落嘅世界，我哋点样做我哋工作。
Did you notice God does not work constantly?
你看看神是没有不断的去做工。
There's a pattern. 6 days you work, 1 day you rest. It's a rhythm.
是一个节奏，做六日，然后一日休息。
And at the very least, the verse is saying at its basic exegetical level that work is not everything.
它基本解释就是说，工作不是一切。
Yes, you need to work in order to have a meaningful life, right?
没错，你需要工作以致你有一个有意思的生活。
But if you make your work your significance, your meaning in life, you know what will happen? You can't rest. You cannot rest.
如果你使到工作成为你生命的意义的时候，你就不能够安息了。
Do you see why you can't rest?
为什么你不能够安息呢？
Because you're working so hard to be secure. But you're working so hard in a cursed world trying to be secure.
因为工作不能够带给你安全感，但是你在破落的世界，你尝试使到工作给你有安全感。
And suppose you have some success at that.
譬如你在你工作上面有一定的成就。
And you say, I'm pretty secure, I'm significant, I have this good job, and I don't need God.
跟住你就话啊，我喺你工作里边有一定嘅成就，我已经好安全啦，好满足啦，我唔需要神。
You say I'm pretty good at this. I'm making pretty good money. I can do this. I can be somebody.
佢话我，你话我做得几好啊，我赚到好多钱，我可以成为一个某一个人。
Why is it that you can't rest?
点解你唔可以安息咧
？Why do you worry? Why are you so anxious? Even when you're on vacation, you can't put work away.
为什么你纵使在你放假度假的时候你不能够将你的工作摆开呢你仍然觉得没安全感
Do you know why? Because you're thinking to yourself churning inside Did I do enough? Did I do enough? Did I do enough?
因为你心里面不断地想究竟我有没有做够呢有没有做够呢
Because you have to perform It's your significance
因为你一定要有这个表现因为这个是你认为最重要的事
You have to prove to yourselfYou're not always a bum.
你要证明俾自己睇我，你唔系一个咁蠢嘅人。
And so you're always frustrated, and you're frustrated with poor work.
所以你经常会觉得好沮丧，特别系对工作做得唔好嘅时候。
And so you kill yourself over poor work.
然后你对自己就会去责备自己，因为你做得唔好。
And you're drowning in too much work.
然后在这个这么多的工作的里面跟着你就 好像鱼溺这样
It's because you're driven to be someone that you want to be
因为你被推动你想成为一个你想成为的人
And you're saying I don't need God I can do it
你说我不需要神我可以靠自己做到
Or maybe you're at the opposite end of the spectrum
或者你在另一边的人
You're down on yourself. You're beating yourself up. You can't do work. You can't find work.
你不断地去沮丧，去自责，话你做唔到呢啲嘢，你搵唔到工作。
You're not able to hold a job.
你唔能够去做好份工，揸住份工。
You beat yourself up. You hate yourself.
然后你去憎恨自己。
You say, I don't have work. I'm a nobody.
你话我冇工作，我唔系，我乜嘢都唔系。
And men are particular prone to that, but women too.
对男人是这样但是对女性也是
In other words, the main thorn The thing that makes work so horrible That crushes you That is a tremendous burden upon you Is not just the work
所以这个这个伸出来的疾厉这件事去压碎你的不单只是工作的本身
It's because that's why you're living You're living to get security Identity from your work
因为你尝试在这个工作里面去找到这个安全感找到你自己的身份
And do you know why it's crushing you? It's such a burden that's holding you back
为什么会压碎你给你一个这么大的重担呢
Because you're not doing the work for the work's sake
因为你为了工作不是只是为了工作
You're doing the work for your sake
你是为了自己去工作
And that's a burden you can't carry
这个就是你不能够去承担的这个重担
Even if you take a day offa week off, a couple of months off, unless you have deep rest inside your soul that God gives you, you'll not be able to rest.
纵使你去攞几多嘅假期，一个礼拜、几个月都好，如果你唔喺心里边有一个真正喺神里边嘅安息嘅时候，你唔系真正得到安息。
Because you need deep rest inside your soul.
因为你喺嘅灵里边要有最深嗰个安息。
That you're comfortable.Of who you are because God made you and God loves you.
是因着神去爱你，神爱你，神造你是这样的人，以致你是得到这个平安。
There's no other way to get real rest.
没有其他的方法可以得到真正的安息。
You see, in the book of Hebrews, in chapter 4, verse 1, we have this wonderful spot there where it says, and I'll just read the first part of it, "Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands for you."
希伯来书第四章第一节他这样说，他说我们既蒙留下又进入他安息的应许。
You see what he's talking to believers there, believers in Jesus Christ who have entered in his rest.
他说信主的人进入到神的安息里面。
You see what the author of Hebrews is saying?
希伯来的作者说什么呢?
There remains a Sabbath rest for the people of the living God.
他说对于信主的人有一个安息在神的里面。
For anyone who believes and trusts in him and places their work in light of the gospel.
凡是相信他的人，他们将他的安息放在神的福音上面。
And what's that? What is ultimately being said in Hebrews 4 is the gospel that Jesus saves sinners like us is the ultimate Sabbath rest.
就是说耶稣基督为罪人死这个福音是最终的安息。
You see, there's a spiritual rest Jesus can give you deep in your soul that will make it possible for you to handle anything.
耶稣基督给你灵里面那个最终的安息能够使到你去面对任何的处境。
That means you can handle no work, poor work, or overwork.
即是说你可以面对没工作、做得差的工作或者是太多的工作。
Because that deep soul rest will enable you to even walk away from it.
因为这个灵里面最深的安息甚至乎能够帮助你可以离开这些工作。
It will enable you not to be destroyed by it, not to be driven by it.
帮助你不会被这些情况去摧毁你、去推动你。
And do you know what that truth is?
这个真理是什么呢?
On the cross, what did Jesus say?
在十字架上耶稣说什么?
He was talking about his work. It is finished.
他说他的工作就是说成了，是完成了。
What was he talking about? What was finished?
什么成了呢?
The most important work ever.
是有史以来最重要的工作。
The work of paying for your sins.
那个工作就是为你的罪付上代价。
The work of fulfilling God's law.
去成全了神的律法。
Jesus went onto the cross, got the crown of thorns. He was crushed by God's holy wrath.
耶稣基督在十架上带着荆棘的冠冕，耶稣基督被神的愤怒去压碎。
Why?
为什么?
He's paying for your sin.
他为你的罪去付代价。
So when you believe in him and you rest in him, you're on your way to restoration and renewal.
当你相信他在里面得到安息的时候， 你就能够去开步去到这个更新。
Yes, you only see glimmers of that now.
现在我们只是看到少少。
But Jesus promises when he comes again, he will usher in the fullness of that redemption.
耶稣应许当他再回来的时候， 他会带着给我们有一个完全的救赎。
You see, a Christian isn't just somebody who believes in Jesus in general.
耶稣基督 基督徒不只是一般的去相信耶稣基督。
A Christian is somebody who has learned to rest in what Jesus Christ alone has done.
基督徒就是要学习去怎样在耶稣基督所做的工作的里面去安息。
And a Christian says, Father, forgive me, and Father, accept me because of what Jesus has done.
基督徒去向神去祈祷， 求神去宽恕， 因为耶稣基督为我们所做的。
And if you've done that wholeheartedly, you're now resting in him. That's what Hebrews 4 says.
希伯来书说， 如果你是这样做的时候， 你就在他里面得到安息。
And now you can rest from your work.
你能够在你的工作里面安息。
And now and only now do you have that ultimate rapid eye movement sleep deep in your soul.
你是这样做的时候，你才在你灵的里面去得到最深沉的安息。
And then you can say, if I even died tonight, I've accomplished everything.
因为纵使你今天就要死的时候，你可以说我已经去做好一切了。
I really have accomplished everything that God has given me because I've rested in what Jesus has done.
我能够在神的里面去安息，我是已经造成了神给我做的事，因为我在，因为耶稣基督为我所做的。
Because he loves me, he accepts me, I don't have to earn my self-worth.
因为神去接纳我，神去爱我，我不再需要去自己去赚取我自己所想要的。
And the burden is lifted, and work cannot crush you.
这个重担已经挪开，你的工作不再能够去压碎你。
He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
那位原本无罪的为我们成为罪，以致我们在他里面成为公义。
That's what Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5:21.
保罗在哥林多后书五章二十一节这样说。
Jesus Christ took the thorns so you don't have to try to earn your salvation through your work.
耶稣基督去带上了荆棘，以致你不再需要在你的工作里面去寻求你的救赎。
So take that burden off of that self-proving that you need to do, you got to do something, you got to do something, you got to do something.
你要拿开那个重担，你不再去为自己说我一定要做一些事，做一些事。
And look at the cross and look ahead of what God will bring in the new heavens and new earth.
去看这个十字架，看将来神在这个新天新地会带来什么。
And know in the end all the things God has put in your heart to do will be done.
神在你的心里面所要做，要你做的到最后都会成就。
Oh Lord, help us to be renewers of culture.
天父帮助我们在这个文化上面做更新的工作。
If the world seesall these Christians doing counter-cultural things, they'll take notice.
因为当这个世界看到基督徒去做一些跟这个世界文化不同的事，他们会留意到。
Society will benefit.
社会会得益处。
We will benefit.
我们都会得益处。
People will come to hear the gospel.
人会来去听你的福音。
Oh Lord, we need your help. We need your help for a cultural renewal.
天父，我们需要你的帮助去更新文化。
That's another core value that we need as a church.
这个是我们教会建一个所需要的一个价值观。
So send us out, Lord, being faithful workers for you.
主求你去差派我们去做你忠心的仆人。
Not biting into the lie that works all about us.
不要相信那个谎言话所有工作都是为了我自己。
And what I can gain.
又或者是为自己得到什么。
Oh Lord, you put work in the garden for us to do for our good.
天父，你将这个工作摆在这个伊甸园里面是为了我们的益处。
And that was done before sin entered and marred things.
这个是在罪进入世界以前就是这样。
So help us, Lord, help us to do our work faithfully for you.
所以主帮助我们是忠心的为你去工作。
Lord, please bless this church, bless each family here, and bless each worker here.
求主你祝福这个教会，祝福这里每一个家庭，每一个工人。
So that human beings can flourish better in New York.
以致人在纽约市能够是更加健康的进步。
But we ask that in the name of Jesus.
你奉耶稣基督的名义求。
Amen.
Amen.